You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi everyone, welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is called The Perfect Life, and this idea is really interesting, and this episode is absolutely amazing. I don't want to go into too much detail, but if you can follow along with Josh, with what Joshua is saying here, it's going to change everything. This is a new perception or a new perspective on your life, and it really puts things into this interesting context. And if you can understand what Joshua is saying here, it'll really free you from a lot of worry and doubt and all that stuff. It's really the next step of this ascension process we're all going through. And I think that if you can understand this part of it, it'll really change a lot. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you to like and subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, leave a comment, do all that stuff. It helps grow the podcast, helps make it easier for other people to find. And, you know, the more people that find this stuff and get on, you know, with this new approach to life, well, it just changes the mass consciousness of the entire planet. And this is the time of awakening. So more and more people are coming to find this kind of information. And whatever you can do to help it out is awesome. And we really appreciate it. We're also going to have an event in October. It's called the Changing Leaves, Changing Lives event. It's here in North Carolina. And it's a, you know, group of about 30 or 40 people that come from all over the world. And we get together for 3 days of Joshua Live, meditations, yoga, breath sessions. We cook and eat together. There's wine and bonfires and all that stuff. And it's really a great time. You'll meet people that you'll become friends with for the rest of your life. You've heard me talk about the Ascension Experience. This is brand new. We're right now in our third group. We do a 4-week group every 5 weeks or so. We do 4 weeks and take 1 week off. And the next one's going to start at the end of August. You've been thinking about this and you've been inspired to send me an email and get some information. So push past your fear and send me an email to joshuateachings@gmail.com and I'll send you all the information. It's no obligation. You don't have to talk to me about it. You just read what's on there and think, see if it's right for you. This is not very expensive and it's 100% money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. So think about that inspiration. You know, you can listen to this podcast and watch the videos and read the books and all that stuff, but that's passive. This is an experience. There's a lot to it. There's 4 calls a week and you have a partner. We have a private Facebook group. There's a reading and assignments and daily spiritual practice and meditations. It's really intense. And then you do it one time. And if you like, you can go on to the next one or you can do it over for free, whatever you want to do. So it's really, really a cool thing. You know, it's the next thing after the boot camp. The boot camp was amazing, and this is even more amazing. So I hope you'll send me an email to joshuateachings@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. All right, get set for what I think is probably the most powerful Joshua Live that's ever been published. Here we go. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi.
Hey, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
We are very excited to talk about a new subject that we think you're all ready for. And this subject would probably not be accepted by most people in physical reality at this time, but more people will come along. And so we'd like to bring it to you first because you are the path of least resistance and the ones who are ascending rapidly to be able to vibrationally accept what we're going to say here. And what this conversation is all about is the perfect life. So you are living a life. You are living a life based on a perception of reality that is limited. That perception of reality is limited on purpose. You came in to this physical realm and you forgot who you truly are. And then this journey of the physical world, your physical life is one of remembering who you truly are. And so when we say that there is such a thing as a perfect life, you are imagining some ideal, something that's outside of you, something that you might say is those who are living a perfect life would be rich and healthy and have lots of friends and be admired by others and have lots of toys and freedom and all these things. And then you compare that perfect life, that ideal, to the life you're living now, and you say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that, therefore this life can't be perfect. And we say, that's not true. The perfect life is the one where you move further along in your journey of self-discovery, where you raise your vibration, where you gain more clarity and more confidence, where you understand how the system of physical reality works, where you start to live as your authentic self and not some version that you've created based on a persona designed to allow other people to at least accept you in some way. And so we want to bring to you this notion of the perfect life. The perfect life is the life you're living now. The perfect life is the life you are living now. It's the life you have always lived. It's the life you will always live. It will be the perfect life in the next life, in the next life, in the next life. Every life you've ever lived was the perfect life for you. This life, this perfect life, was the creation of you from the non-physical perspective. You designed it all. You laid it out. You knew how it would unfold. You set very powerful intentions. And all of the things that came to you in this life that you're having now, in this perfect life, were manifested so that you could have the opportunity to see where you're perceiving reality as in contrast to or as in opposition to how physical reality really is. And so for all of you, you are living with the illusion of an imperfect life, and that's the illusion. That is not true. The perfect life is the life that you are living. It's the life that you have lived in every moment. Now, you didn't always think it was perfect. And so sometimes you were facing manifestation events, or you were feeling grumpy or ornery or in a bad mood, and you were just resisting that the fact that the life you're living now is perfect. And as you're becoming more aware, you can look back on all the events in your life and realize that all those events happened perfectly by design, by you. You created all those events. Why? Because you knew that there were limiting beliefs that were causing you to perceive yourself as a limited version of who you truly are. And in order to raise that vibration, you had to understand those limiting beliefs. You had to at least face them in some form. Now, for much of your life, you just assumed that the events or the people involved were wrong, and you resisted the event itself. Well, now you're coming to a higher awareness of what these events are all about, and you're realizing there's information contained within each event. And if you can add that information into your belief structure, well, the limiting beliefs become less limiting because they have more information now, and you rise to a new vibrational level. And at that new vibrational level, you are ready for so much more. So much more. So much more clarity, so much more understanding, so much more awareness, and so much more love. The love that is you being expressed into your life. So some of the times you're expressing love into your life. When you appreciate what you have created, you're expressing love. When you're doing anything from the higher perspective and acting on inspiration, you're expressing love. When you're having faith and confidence that everything's working out, you're expressing love. And when you're in resistance, you're expressing fear. So the life of this, or the essence of this life, is to understand that it's all perfect. It's always been perfect. It's all working out perfectly. It's all unfolding perfectly. And it's all going to be perfect in the future as well. Not just in this life, but on every other life you'll ever live. Now, this is a journey of self-discovery. And within that journey, with each step you take, you get more information. You get more expansion. You expand through more information to higher vibrational levels, unless you don't want to, unless you want to call this life bad or wrong, unless you want to wish that things were different. If you could create what you think is a perfect life from a limited perspective, you would create all these things that society says are good, but are not meaningful or helpful or beneficial in any way. You might say, oh, it'd be so much better if I had this, that, or the other. Oh, it'd be so much better if I was born to a different family, had different siblings, had different friends, was born in a different country, was born at a different time, whatever it is. That's all that's coming from this illusion based in fear, in imperfection. You see, the illusion is the imperfection. So if you look at your life and you perceive that any of it was imperfect in any way, that's the illusion. when you start to perceive that some of it was good, some of it was perfect even, well, then you're now seeing the reality, the truth. The illusion is imperfection and the truth is perfection. If you could come to see that, not just in some moments in your life or some aspects of your life or some parts of you are pretty good, but everything is perfect. Every single thing about you is perfect. Now, you're not always showing that authentic version of you. You're often showing the inauthentic version of you in attempts to cover up or to hide what you don't think is perfect about yourself. You're trying to create this false persona that keeps all your secrets that no one else can see, and you live in fear of people finding out that you have this opinion or this habit or this bodily part or whatever it is, this thing you think is imperfect. But what if everything was perfect? What if you were perfect? And what if this life was perfect? What if you understood this? Then how would you operate? Well, you'd operate fully aligned with the system of physical reality and the laws of the universe, and fully aligned with your inner self and who you truly are. And you would become a blended being in your authenticity. You would live in alignment, receiving inspiration, acting in inspiration, moving you even more towards clarity and growth and expansion as you intended prior to your birth without any resistance. Therefore, there'd be no negative emotion. There'd be no negative feelings. There'd be no suffering. There'd be no discontentment. You would leave that all behind and you would operate in a highly effective manner. You would then manifest everything you truly wanted. And then, of course, anything else you needed would come along because it would naturally support you in your perception of reality as it truly is, which is perfect. This is a perfect reality. Your life is perfect in every way. Anything you see as imperfect is based in a limiting belief, and is done so from a limited perspective based in fear. It's based in the illusion. If you can see the truth of this, the truth of the perfection in your life now, well, you can radically alter the course of your life. Not the course, meaning the geographical direction or the path, the inspired path, but of course, the course of your feelings, of how you operate in that life. That's what we're talking about here. You would leave alone all the fear and the doubt, noting that that was irrational. And you would embrace every single nuanced idea, nuanced expression, nuanced feeling that you have towards others. You would embrace all of that. And you would simply be the channel of love that you are. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes, Reshna.
So you're saying everything was perfect in our life, but I struggle with that because, like, in our homework, you had us write about the something imperfect or perfect in my past. And I thought of when I donated blood when I was 18, but it was such a horrible experience. And I lost my energy, my zest for life. And I can't, like, even today, I can't view it as, like, a good thing, and you're saying it was perfect, but here I am crying about something that happened at age 18, and like I don't know what you're saying when you say everything was perfect.
Excellent. This is exactly where we're going here. This question could not be more perfect. Let's just imagine that that experience that you had then led you on a path. The culmination of that path was asking this question right now and receiving this answer to some degree. And also for the benefit of anyone else who will ever hear this question, because you can substitute in the unwanted experience of donating blood and the aftermath that you perceive that caused to any other experience that brings up trauma or grief or heartache or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. So let's just imagine that your intention was to be on this call now, awake enough and aware enough to be in the ascension experience in the boot camp, to be playing with these ideas for a year or so now, and to move from this complete illusion of imperfection to the reality of perfection. Now, very few humans have ever gotten to this level. Very few humans can even begin to imagine these ideas or allow in any of the information we're talking about now. But you are, you see, all of you are. You're all here now. You've all come here to do this. And so the pinnacle of this journey is the discovery that everything you went through in the past was perfect. Every single thing you went through in the past was perfect. Now, let's think about that moment, that inspiration to give blood. Do you remember any about that? Anything about that?
Yeah, I was in high school, and my friend asked me, because she would get extra credit if she could convince her classmates to give blood, but I did not do it out of inspiration. I felt guilty. She said she would get extra credit, and if I didn't do it, then she would not get her extra
credit.
Very
good. Then she got inspired. Or someone inspired her to make the decision. But you see, it all, no matter how it happened, happened for you. Okay. So here you are going along with your friend to give blood, having no idea what that's going to be like. And you have this experience. The timeline stretches out to today. To today, where you're at a higher level of awareness than almost all humans that ever existed. Certainly at the pinnacle of your personal awareness. To a expansion that's been wonderful and fun over the time that you've been involved in these teachings and the teachings before. You've made it here. Now, how did you make it here? Well, see, one thing is you don't consider here that important. You just say, well, I'm interested in this stuff, and I'm on the call, and I'm asking a question, and this is a lot of fun. I don't know where it's going, but this is fun to be here now. You can't see what's ahead. You can't see where everything is leading. You could only see where you are now. Now, you look back at this event that was traumatic, and you say, if I could change anything, I would change that event because that event was traumatic. Now, if you change that event, you wouldn't be here now. But this is where you intended to be. This is exactly where you intended to be. Now, if you weren't here now, where would you be? Well, we'll imagine less clarity, more confusion, more discontentment, more suffering, more exploration of the inauthentic version of you. None of the things you truly want. Being here now is everything you truly want. More clarity, more information, fewer limiting beliefs, feeling better, seeing things from a higher perspective, being able to handle manifestation events, feeling comfortable in your skin. All these things that you truly want are coming because you're here now. Without that event, you could not get here now. So now let's go back into that time right before you walk into that place where you donate the blood, and you know how this is going to unfold. Let's imagine you know the other possible scenarios. None of those other possible scenarios will lead you here. None of them will lead you here. Only the one where you walk in and have that experience. That's the experience that will lead you here, because it will cause so much doubt and frustration and confusion that you will birth very powerful desires to seek a way out of that feeling. Now, in your case, you went into all kinds of different studies, all kinds of different passions, all kinds of different ways of thinking about yourself. And so all of those things were on your inspired journey to where you are now, you see. So without that event, you may have not had an interest in painting or in learning to speak Italian or in moving to the United States or in whatever it is that happened along the way. Maybe you would and maybe you wouldn't, but it wouldn't be the same thing. What we're trying to point out here is that event and the aftermath of that event caused you to birth extremely powerful desires that led you on a journey step by step, step by step to the culmination of where you are right now. Higher clarity, higher perceptions, higher perspectives, more tools, more understanding, and ready to go to the next level. This is where you wanted to be. And so now with that perspective, imagining that you've lived 100 lives and you've finally gotten to this place that you've always wanted to be. Now, even though you're here, you still can't understand how spectacular this is, what an amazing achievement this is, because you're still looking at everything from the limited perspective. When you change that perspective to see yourself as the creator of your reality, which meant you created the events surrounding that decision that culminated in having that experience of donating blood and the aftermath and that. All of that was created by you. Now, it seems far-fetched, and we will remind you here that most humans are not able to see this or hear this. They will demand that everyone look at that event and agree with them that it was wrong. They will continue wishing it never happened because they will be perceiving themselves as victims. Obviously, most humans perceive themselves as victims. You are coming to a new awareness that you are the creator of your reality, which means that you have all the responsibility for everything that you're creating in this moment, for everything that you will create in the future, and everything you did create in the past. Now, as a being of love that you are, would you ever create something that did not lead to something even more spectacular? It was all worth it. It was all by design. You knew exactly what you were doing. There were no mistakes. It was perfect because you are perfect and this life is perfect. And the only thing that's stopping you from seeing that is your limited perspective, perceiving yourself as, when we say victim, what we're meaning is that you think outside events can make you feel something. You think outside people can make you feel something. You think outside forces can affect your reality. That's not the truth. That's the illusion. And of course, most people are buying into that illusion. The truth is you create your reality, period. That's the end of that statement. There is nothing other than that. When you realize this, then you will forgive everything. You will forgive all your regrets and all your resentments. You will forgive all the past. You will let it go and you will say, that was perfect as it happened. I was in a state of resistance as it happened. I was traumatized by that event. But that trauma led to where I am now. And without that event, I would not be here now. And I've lived 100 lives to get here now. And this is the culmination of all of those lives, of all of that suffering, of all that discontentment. This is the culmination. This is the way out of all of that. 100 lives of suffering and discontentment leading to this final life where you have the potential to get out of that cycle. Now, if you can get out of that cycle in this life, if you can realize that you're the creator of your reality in this life, then this will add on to the next life. And then you can get to a higher awareness then, but now operating as if you're the creator of your reality in this life and that life and the future lives, leaving behind all the needless suffering and discontentment that you have ever experienced in those lives, plus all the other lives. Now, we won't get into all that, but it's a whirlwind of lives coming from the illusion of the victim into the truth that you are the creator, the source creator of your reality, and you've created it all of the good and all of what you perceive as the bad. Now, the bad was never bad essentially. It was bad based on a judgment, and that judgment was coming from one who is perceiving the illusion and living as the victim. As the creator, you could never create it. And now, if you were to have that same experience now, if you were to push past the fear and donate blood now, knowing that you're the creator and everything is going to turn out perfectly, you would be able to go smoothly through that event. Now, with that being such a big fear, if you could come to the recognition that you're creating it all and then push past the intense fear to donate blood again, then you would arrive at a new vibrational level. You see? So the fear of donating blood now is blocking you from the next vibrational level. Well, the next vibrational level is what you truly want. So don't be surprised if all of a sudden in your reality, there are all these opportunities to donate blood, all these stories about people saving lives, donating blood, all these friends of yours donating blood. Because if this comes into your reality, which we give it a good chance, then this is your next step. Can you face the fear, your greatest fear, and say, I am the creator of this reality? That was interpreted by me back then as a bad thing, which created all these desires, which led to the life I'm living now. Can I move forward out of this fear, out of this irrational fear, because you did survive, and face this fear, knowing that I created that and I will create this? But this time, I'm doing it from a higher vibrational level. I'm not doing it from the victim level. I'm doing it from the creator level. And go through that experience, come out of that experience, gain more information that will vastly change your entire set of beliefs.
So when I donated blood, I became tired. I lost my zest. And I started letting go of things in my life because I didn't have the energy to do it. So that's what I truly want back. I want my zest for life back. I want my physical energy back. And you're saying I'm the creator of my life. So I can do that in a split second. But it's not happening.
Excellent. Well, rest with this for a little bit. See that your life is perfect. Perceive that the zest for life that you thought you had then would have led to a different life, and understand that you have everything you need to go from here. Now, you don't exactly need that same zest for life. What you are wanting will be coming to you. Now, we don't want to give away any spoilers here. But if you can let go of this idea, this ideal of the zest for life that's based in this perception of the past that was so long ago, based in this idea, because all humans could say, well, if I only had the energy that I did when I was 14, boy, I could really get things done. All humans will say that. But this isn't helpful. It's helpful to a 14-year-old, but it's not helpful to a 50-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 60-year-old. They may long for that energy or that zest for life, but they do not want what comes with that, which is utter confusion. What you want is clarity, and how you get there matters not. Now, you can say, oh, if I had zest for life, then I would have more clarity. And we say, you have everything you need. It's perfect now. All we're saying is see if you can see the perfection that exists in some of the moments of your life and spread those out. And you'll find if you can spread that out, you'll come to understanding that everything is perfect, including everything you have now, including the receiving of everything you will need to continue this inspired journey. The only thing that's causing you to lack the natural flow of energy to you, and all humans are doing this, is resistance. If you resist any aspect of your past, you're bringing it into your present moment, you see. If you're worrying about any aspect of your future, you're bringing it into your present moment. And that's all the resistance in that present moment. So with that resistance, you're tapping off or turning down the pressure and letting the energy trickle through. Without the resistance, it would flow through perfectly. So can you see that looking at anything as if it was imperfect is resistance? Tapping in off of that energy, slowing down that energy. Resistance slows the natural energy. If you think anything in the past was bad or wrong, that's resistance. That's slowing the energy flow that's coming to you. If you're thinking about anything that's wrong with you or your life or the conditions that are existing in this moment right now, you're tapping off that energy. You're slowing that energy. If you're worried about anything in the future that could be imperfect, then you're doing that in the present moment and you're slowing that energy. If you could see that everything was perfect, everything is perfect, and everything will be perfect right now, you would have full energy. You'd be in full alignment. You'd be completely connected to source. You'd be highly effective in everything you do. You would have a true zest for life. Excellent question. Who's next?
Thank you.
When I'm acting inspiration, having a ball, feeling good, so many invitations come in. And my question is, Some of them I'm very interested, sound really fun. That's a yes. And some things not interested. So my question is, can I say no, or is that just resistance? I need to say yes and then work through what that resistance is.
Let's play with this idea.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine that you said yes to every single invitation. What would happen then?
I would figure it out. I would have to make, I don't know. I would connect with more people. I could maybe just do things I wouldn't have done, maybe expanding, or I'll do things that I don't want to do and they'll become events or I work through.
Well, would you have the time to do them all?
I'd like to say no. Am I allowed to say no? I'd like to say I don't have time to do them all.
Excellent. So your perception is that you wouldn't have the time to do them all because time is a finite thing from your limited perspective, not understanding who you truly are. Now, let's just play this forward with your current set of beliefs. I was invited to 5 parties on Saturday night. I said yes to all of them. I'm only going to go to one of them. What about the other 4? What will the host think? What will the other people think? What would they think of you?
They would think that I was rude, that I said I was coming and I didn't show up.
Excellent. Do you care?
I do.
Good. Excellent.
I do care.
So you do care. Now, we're not saying not to care here. We're not saying there's anything wrong with caring. But we just want you to imagine that you would end up doing what's ever best to be done in that moment. So here are 5 invitations and 5 possibilities, and you accept them all. And then come Saturday night, you have the kids that needed to take care of. Your husband may want one party over the others, or may think you're crazy for accepting all 5 or whatever. And then we'll come to you in perfect alignment, which party to go for how long, do we do another party, do I send a last minute response to the people that says, sorry, we've gotten overblown, do I lie, do I do all this? That would come to you in that moment and would all work out, you see. If you could get to the idea that you are the creator of all this, then you would just laugh at how the universe is bringing you all these things. And you would just say yes to all of it. Now, let's imagine that you have a reality that you're saying yes to all of it anyway. You think you're saying no. You think you're controlling certain things. You think that you can pick and choose which you're doing. What's actually happening is everything's working out perfectly. You're going to end up going to the right party anyway. You're going to end up having everyone think you're wonderful anyway. If none of this is all going to matter. This is all clutter based in the illusion of imperfection. Based on the illusion that you could possibly do something better than you will do. You could make a decision that would turn out better. You could make a decision that would turn out better than you think it turned out. That's all the illusion of imperfection, you see. How it actually plays out is perfect. And whatever you do decide to do is always perfect. So if you decide to say no, that's perfect. And if you decide to say yes, that's perfect. And once those decisions are made, forget about them. Don't ever think about what might have been, because it's all turning out perfect. And we want you to understand this idea of perfection, that you cannot make a mistake, that you will never get it wrong, that you will never get it done. You see, it's this idea of pure acceptance. I said no, and I accept that. I said yes, and I accept that. Oh, now it comes along, and I can't do what I said I was going to do. I accept that. Oh, now it comes along. These other people are going to be upset because I can't do what I said I was going to do. I accept them for being upset. I accept it all. It's all perfect. It's all perfect. There's never anything that has to be different than it is. My life is perfect. I'm perfect. My friends are perfect. The conditions are perfect. The politics are perfect. The world economy is perfect. COVID's perfect. Everything's happening perfectly. There is no wrong. You see, we could not have this conversation with anyone else. this conversation has to be with you all or with those who are listening to this at a later date. You're the only ones who can hear this. We're speaking through a very narrow tunnel, like a straw, to a certain select group of people who have even the possibility of accepting these wild ideas. And we don't expect you to accept them. We don't care if you accept them. The only reason they're coming through like a rush is because you're on the precipice of this unbelievable new way of approaching life. And that approach to life is unconditional love and unconditional acceptance of it all. You can't make a mistake.
Right. I think I was just trying to find valid a way to make it make sense in my mind. If I don't go to this party, then I'm going to choose to connect with my husband, have a date with him. So it all worked out perfectly. I like to see the lines of where it's leading, but total acceptance, you don't need to see the lines of where it's leading.
And you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. Here's where it's going to end up. You're going to understand that you're a limitless, magnificent, eternal being of pure positive love and acceptance. Those words are meaningless. But this journey is to discovering what those words mean. And then the culmination of that is the realization that this is who you are. And then it starts a new exploration, a new big bang, a new universe, and you do it all over again. And you do it all over again and all over again and all over again and all over again and all over again.
Right. And would you get mad at God for RSVPing? No. No, you'd say that's not where he's meant to be or she's meant to be or they're meant to be. It makes sense. Thank you.
Exactly. Wonderful question. Who's ready for more?
Joshua. Hi, it's Jojo.
Hi, Jojo.
With that question, I was curious. It brought up just a curiosity for me. So, you know, she can't go to every party at the same time. So some of her friends are rejected. So I'm wondering when we are rejected, whether it be sales, relationship, anything, does that mean that the person that was rejected was focusing on the fear of rejection and that's how we attract it?
You can't be rejected. It's impossible. You are love. Love cannot be, rejection cannot exist, does not exist. It's all a perception. Now, the creator cannot be rejected. You cannot reject God. God doesn't care if you reject him. God doesn't have its feelings hurt if you say, I don't believe in God. That God does not care. God is infinite love. Infinite love always flowing through you to the extent which you will accept it, you see. Now, rejection is the fear of loss of love. Rejection was once a rational fear because you could be cast out of your society and you would perish. But nowadays, it's not a rational fear. It's irrational. Now, rejection is the fear of the loss of love. How could the source of love fear the loss of love from outside of it? You are the source of love. You can perceive that you're being rejected, but that's the illusion. You can't be rejected because you're the source of love. You can't lose love because you're the source of love. The power plant can't lose energy. It's sending energy out, you see. It can't lose it. It's gone. It's going away. It's flowing fully all the time, never ending, always flowing love, flowing energy, flowing, flowing, flowing. Cannot lose it. It's the source of love. The sun cannot lose its light. It's flowing light out, flowing light in every direction to the far corners of the universe. It is never worried about losing light. It is the source of light, never, ever caring about losing light. Doesn't care if you like it or don't, doesn't care if you wear sunscreen or hide in your house or wait till it's dark to come out, does not care. It is just flowing light. It can't be rejected. So from a perception of the victim, where you think that the love comes from outside of you to you, and this could be the problem of a lot of religions, God will only love me if I'm good. You see? If I'm bad, then I'm rejected by God and sent to hell. If I'm good, then God will still send me love. Without God's love, I will perish for eternity in hell. So I must behave in a way where God always loves me. Even though other people don't know what I'm thinking, God knows what I'm thinking. So I have to control my thoughts. I can't think a thought of sin or God might reject me. You see, that's not a very helpful ideology there when you are God, when you are the source of love. Now, you go along, you adopt these limiting beliefs that other people cannot like you, and that means something about you, and you're rejected, and now they don't love you anymore, and you lose their love. Well, you're not here to get their love. You're here to give them love. You can't lose love. And so if they reject you, you give them love. And if they accept you, you give them love. And if they appreciate you, you give them love. And if they give you a negative feedback on a Facebook post, you give them love. And if they argue with you, you give them love. You don't need to have them agree with you for you to love them. You just give them love anyway. You are the source of love. And so this rejection idea can only come if you're perceiving yourself as a victim, which most people do. But if you're perceiving yourself as a creator, you can't even perceive rejection because it's simply someone's limiting beliefs bumping up against you and it's being triggered. And then they see you as the source of their negative emotion, which we know is not true. And so you can be empathetic with them and give them support and send them love. And if they reject you completely and never want you in your life, well, you can keep sending them love because you will be sending them love. That's all it is. You can live under the illusion that they're causing you the negative emotion, but we all know that the negative emotion comes from your disagreement with your inner self on your perception of that situation. You're perceiving the situation as if they're rejecting you. You feel negative emotion. You think they're causing the negative emotion. But actually, the negative emotion is caused because you're perceiving that something outside of you can affect you. You're perceiving it as a bad thing. You're perceiving it as imperfect. And so all of your perceptions that have anything with imperfection involved in them, you're going to feel negative emotion. If you saw everything as perfect, you would feel no negative emotion. Without negative emotion, you wouldn't be dipping into a stream of consciousness of fear. The negative emotion is the indication that you're out of alignment, out of connection to source consciousness, out of the flow of love, and in the flow of fear. That's all that is. That's the only purpose of the negative emotion. The intensity of the negative emotion is related to how deeply you're in this illusion of fear. And in that illusion of fear, you're receiving urges to change the conditions and other thoughts revolving around that fear. And if you act on those urges to change the conditions, well, you're going to be exploring the inauthentic version of you and continue suffering and escalate discontentment, you see. But if you could get yourself out of that illusion, out of that stream of consciousness of fear and into source consciousness of love and acceptance, well, then you would simply receive inspiration after inspiration after inspiration that will lead to more connection, more love, more authenticity, more clarity, more support for all those. And if they reject you, you still support them. You still love them. You don't care. You don't feel negative emotion anymore because you know it's just their limiting beliefs. It's just their perception of reality. Something's been triggered in them and they're feeling negative emotion and they're acting on urges to change the conditions. You're going to have to, all of you are going to have to understand this. You're going to a whole nother level of perception here. You're getting out. You're just about out of the illusion and you're going to get into the clarity. But if you're in the clarity and you're looking at everyone else in the illusion and you're saying, my God, can't you people see what you're doing? You're going to be dipping back down into the consciousness of fear, trying to help them. You have to see that they are making their way perfectly, that they're having manifestation events perfectly, that they're getting everything they need perfectly. You have to see it all. It's all working out perfectly. You just got here first. And if you look back and say, come on, you have to come with me before they're ready, they will be kicking and screaming and causing you names for trying to help them. And it'll never feel good. You'll be going back to them instead of looking forward and hacking away at that path, which will make it so much easier for them to follow. But if you turn around and you walk back 1,000 miles to help someone along and carry them along, it's not going to be of any benefit because there are billions back there. and you can only take one or two at a time, it's not going to work. Focus on you hacking away at that trail, making it wider, making it easier for them to follow, and you will receive everything you need, because you will always be at the tip of the spear here. In this life, the next life, the next life, you will always be there. You've chosen this. This is for you. That's why you're here now. Wonderful question. Who's next?
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes, Jen.
Going back to Jackie's question, it feels like the illusion of imperfection got really activated when a perception that any choice could be wrong in any way.
Yes.
Can you talk about choice as a key, or as access to acceptance or love? Yes. Or
choice, anytime you make a choice to push past fear, to do something you're inspired to do, is the key that will unlock the information that will fill in the limiting belief and give you more clarity. Any choice that you make to take action based in fear is the key to the door of inauthentic exploration, the door of suffering, the door of discontentment, the door of everything you've done millions of times before. You do not need to be there anymore. So you have two keys in the moment. Am I going to choose to see it as perfect? Opens up the key to expansion in a manner that's consistent with your alignment. You see? With your pre-birth intention. When you push past that fear, when you push past the fear of going to the blood bank and giving blood, when you had such a horrible experience before, but now you're in alignment and now that idea comes, and before you would have said it's crazy, but now you say, hold on here. I've been in this fear my entire life of going to the blood bank and giving, donating blood. And I would never do that in the past. I would never, ever, ever, ever do that thing. But now all of a sudden, I'm sort of getting this inspiration. Why would I get this inspiration? Do this thing I fear. And if you push past that fear, you take this golden key, you put it in the door, you open that door, and it leads down a golden pathway to every single thing you want. Of course, it'll be door after door after door, but this is the key. Golden key, acting in alignment, pushing past fear, that's the decision. You can make it or not make it, doesn't matter. If you make it, that's the key. Now, if you're out of alignment, if your limiting beliefs are being triggered, and if you receive an urge to change the conditions, and if you act on that urge, you're given another key. That key is back towards discontentment, disillusionment, despair, all of those things that you've explored so many times before. You've got two keys in the moment. Now, either decision is perfect. That's the third key, because it's all perfect. If you're not ready to move forward, you want to explore more. That's the proof you made that decision to act on an urge. Once you made the decision, it's gone. You can spend an hour exploring who you're not, or you can spend a lifetime or several lifetimes exploring who you're not. But eventually you'll get back into alignment and you'll have another choice. And so which choice will you make? Either choice is perfect. There is nothing but perfection.
Great. Thank you.
Excellent.
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes, Lori.
Okay. Just also piggybacking on Jackie's question. If you are invited to something, let's say coming up this weekend, and you have nothing to do, no reason to not go, you have no other obligations in the world except for that you're just inspired to say no and be with your own thoughts instead.
Excellent. Let's stop you right there, because you've said it perfectly. You've been inspired to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. So that's then it's fear. Perfect.
That's fear.
Oh, that's fear.
That's the subtleness of fear.
Okay.
I want an apple, but it's at the store. I don't want to get up and schlep over to the store. The not getting up, the wanting to stay on the couch, is fear. It's subtle fear. I have the inspiration to call my mother. Oh, she's not going to be talkative today. I might be bothering her. She's going to bring up something from the past. It's not going to be fun. I'll talk to her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is fear. Putting something off is fear. You see? Now, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. you could say no to the party and you could stay home. Once you say no and once you stay home, that's perfect. How fully can you enjoy staying home? Or is your mind now on the party and all the stuff you met? If it is, guess what? Come Monday, everyone around the water cooler, so to speak, will be talking about how fun that party was. And then you'll be saying, I regret my decision to not go to the party. That's fear.
What if you don't regret it? Like, you don't have that fear of missing out. You enjoy not being there. If you make the decision at the moment, then it's perfect. But if you're doing it in advance, if you're saying no in advance, then it's fear.
In this context now.
Yeah.
Now, this context where you have an invitation to go to a party, to see the host who's a friend, connect with that person, to meet new people, connect with those people, to have a good time, to enjoy yourself, to laugh, to party, you see? Mm-hmm. That is what you truly want. You say no because what if they don't have time for me? What if the people I meet aren't nice? What if they don't like me? What if I get rejected? Blah, 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 blah. That's the fear. The fear is preventing you from taking the action, taking the key that says yes, opening the door to expansion. Yes, maybe you'll have a manifestation event, but most likely you'll have a great time, you see. It's easy to say, oh, I'm inspired to say, stay home. And so people use that word inspired to make the excuse for succumbing to fear. That's still okay. That's still perfect. But we're saying, let's look a little, look at this from a higher perspective. You're the creator of it. So you created this invitation. Now, did you create the invitation to go to this party? Possibly. Did you create the invitation so that you could be confronted with these limiting beliefs? Definitely. Did you create these invitations so that you can choose to stay limited? Possibly. You see, you've chosen all of this. This has a plethora of possibilities for expansion and consideration. Now, if you can look at all of it from the higher perspective, what if I went to this party and had the best time ever, met the friend that's been waiting for me to show up at one of these damn parties? So that from the time I was born, we've been missing each other this whole time. What if that friend is there? You see, There's all kinds of excuses, all kinds of fears not to do something that you're inspired to do. This invitation is inspiration. It's not coming from you because all the inspiration that says, let's have our own party, was blocked by all the fears. And now this one comes from somewhere outside. The body of this inspiration, the sum total of this inspiration, this idea to connect with other people in a fun environment is in perfect alignment with who you are. You are a being of love. So this is a perfect thing. If it was to go march in a protest, we would say that is out of alignment with who you are. You are not here to protest or push away anything, you see. Of course, that could be fun as well. And if you made that decision, it would be perfect. But just from the this or that idea, this thing that you're talking about, this party, this gathering, this connection with other people, that's fully aligned with you. This idea that you're an introvert and that it's more fun to stay home is not true in any way. There's less fear involved in that. There's less potential for rejection or loss, but that's not in aligned with who you are. And if you identify as an introvert, well, you couldn't possibly be an introvert if you're the creator of your reality.
It brings up a lot because I've certainly been to parties where I didn't want to go and then walking out to the car, you know, met like a new friend. But then there are other times where it doesn't, like the invitation, whatever it is, does not feel like it's in alignment to who I am. And that there is no FOMO, fear of missing out. And whatever I did in place, or even if I had two options that were at the same time, that I felt like I picked the right, you know, I picked the right one. So it's a very interesting concept, especially when you bring in being an introvert or an extroverted introvert, all those kinds of different descriptives.
Yes. Okay. If an invitation comes to you and it's not in alignment with who you are, how could it possibly come to you?
Okay.
It is in alignment. Now, you can say yes or no, but we want you to know, just to be pay attention here to why would you say no, and then think of the thoughts that are coming to you. Oh, I'd have to get dressed up. We'd have to drive all the way over there. I'd have to take care of the kids and get some sitters. We'd have to plan their meals ahead of time. This seems like work. This work is not in alignment with who I am. Now, all of that would take care of itself, but you're thinking too far ahead here. Your invitation arrives, and then boom, all these thoughts of fear come in, and it becomes overwhelming. And instead of being able to deal with that, because you know from Monday to Saturday, you're going to have to make all these arrangements and do all these things and get everything organized, and it's exhausting. Now I'd rather just stay at home because I don't have to deal with all these things I have to deal with, but you think you have to deal with them. You think you have to control all of this stuff. Control, control, it's all me. If I don't control it all, it's not going to happen. And we say, that's not your job. Your job is to be in alignment and effortlessly float through life in pure joy. That's your job. That's the only job you have. If you're not effortlessly floating through life in pure joy, it's because you're trying to control all these things you think will fall apart without you. Well, this earth has been here a long time. That sun's been out there. That moon's been out there. And you haven't been controlling any of it. You see, there are forces here in place that are far beyond anything you can imagine. Now, if you would just go with the flow and say, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. I'm feeling good. I'm in alignment. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. I don't know how it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to be fine. And then, boom, inspiration comes. Sally is available on Saturday night to sit, take care of the kids. Boom. I have nothing to wear. It's okay. Something will come. Something will come. Boom. Your best friend says, hey, I'm getting rid of these clothes. Would you like to take a look? Boom. You have something to wear. Your husband's saying, oh, I got to work. I'm going to work. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm busy. I don't know how I'm going to find the time to do this. Boom, it's all going to work out. If you could just have a little faith, you're going to see it all works out. It all works out. It's all works. You just have to take that key, put it in the door, and have faith that behind that door is more love, more clarity, more light. That's all that is. And if you say no, that's fine too. It's all
Jackie perfect. Here. Just coming back in to say that it is basically, I think, what originally the question was about, which I think we're really getting to the crux of here, which is to say no is perfect and you can accept that, but is not expanding in love as saying yes and then dealing with the fear. Just say yes and then work through the resistance to get there, knowing that that is the expansive, not that you can make a wrong choice. I'm not saying it's a wrong choice, but if you're choosing to expand in love consciously, then the answer is to say yes.
Is this expansion in love? Is connecting with my friends love? Is meeting new people love? Is this aligned with who I am love? Do I have fear? Sure. Will it all work out? Of course it does. Do I have all this work I have to do? Only if you think you need to do it to justify going. But you can let it all go. You see, it could be all fun, all easy, all delightful, and you're getting so close. You don't know how close you are. You're getting so, just the awareness of these ideas is absolutely spectacularly amazing to us. We could not imagine that this group of you would elevate so rapidly to this level of understanding. It is spectacular. It is magnificent. It is undeniable proof of all of your abilities to move beyond the illusion and just to say, what if this nonsense was true? What would life be like then? You are all incredible explorers. We appreciate you more than you can understand. There's more love for you than you could possibly imagine. This entire realm is just filled with love for each and every one of you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Joshua. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, was that amazing or what? I really thought it was, and those questions were perfect. It's really cool to get these new perspectives and to see if we can even intellectually think about them. I'm coming into this idea of perfection more and more now, and it's really making everything change in my reality. You know, we all have this, we are where we are on our path, and we're all expanding, and we're all going at the perfect level for us. And this, if you, you know, are listening to this, you're at that level. You're along with everyone who is on the call, and you are part of this ascension. You intended to find this material. This is part of your journey of self-discovery. So thank you so much for being here. And I'd like to remind you, the ascension experience is this thing that will take you to the next level. You've been inspired to send me an email, but you haven't done it yet. So I ask you now to push past your fear and send me an email to joshuateachings@gmail.com. And I'll send you all the information. It's no obligation, obviously. Just read it. And if you like it, then you go to the next step. That's all there is to it. So I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.